Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, I'm Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style. Today's colour and style questions. The first one comes from Jan, who says, "The biggest style issue I have is layering in winter. I live in an area that has extremes in temperature with hot, dry summers and winters are cold and dry. Summer dressing is easy, lots of frocks, sandals and light cardies. Winter has to be about layers as the temperatures change as I move throughout my day. I figured out two formulas for my winter dressing, but whenever I try other options, I'm either cold or feel bulked up with too many layers. This year I plan to try the dress over pants or jeans. I just don't seem to be able to get the right style of pant shape, footwear and dress shape length where it feels cohesive. The only success I've had is a cropped, slightly flared jean with a knee-length dress with either an asymmetrical or slightly bubble hem. Can you provide some guidance on how to make this look for the silhouette and with layers?" So one of the things I think the easiest place to start is to think about principle of volume. So the principle of volume is all about how many voluminous garments can we wear at the same time without overwhelming our frame. And this will depend on your height. So if you're very tall, you'll be able to wear more. If you're petite, you will find this way harder. So we don't generally want to wear more than one voluminous garment at a time. So if your dress is voluminous, then the pants need to be less voluminous. So a wide leg pant is not going to work as well with a dress compared to a narrower legged pant or jean. That said, it can depend on the style of the dress too. So if you have a straighter, say, shift dress, you could potentially wear a flared jean. So this is where it's all about getting that balance right. So it's thinking about that principle of volume. And in fact, one of the things I think that you should look into is the Pakistani traditional dress called the shalwar kameez. So there are a few different versions of this, but we see it in, it's a traditional dress. I have my son, his best friend growing up was Pakistani. And whenever I was invited to their events, like they had, you know, events for different holidays and birthdays and things, that all the women would dress up in the shalwar kameez. And so it's a long kind of tunic frock with a slim leg pant underneath. So that is the most common version that you might see. So really that slim leg pant, and it's a 3/4 midi length shirt, sort of shirt dress. Or tunic, that is with a slim pant. So then they kind of blend seamlessly together. Two colouring, they're usually the same colour. So that might be something to think about as well, is what are the two colours of the dress and the pants you are thinking about. Now, there is another version that they have as well, which is a kind of more kind of fitted and flared dress. And the pants start wider at the top. They're actually more like the barrel leg jean that we see at the moment in a way. But the pants are wider and then they kind of bloom out and then they come in at the ankle. So say like a jogger pant would be. So therefore what we're doing is we're taking some of that volume out of those trousers so that they don't overwhelm the hem of that skirt, which is more voluminous. So it's really thinking about, you know, the principle of volume. So you want to look at your body proportions and whether you're better in longer or shorter versions of things. So if you've got shorter legs, you'll be better in a shorter dress, you know, versus if you've got longer legs, potentially could go down to that midi length and that could work really well for you. So this is where too, I mean, go online and start to look up examples of dress over pant outfits and see what it is that you like. I always think that this is where, depending on your shoe requirements, and if it's the middle of winter, therefore you're thinking maybe about boots. It could, you know, I'd be thinking about keeping my feet warm. it's all those sorts of things, is what you are layering up and going, do I need a slimmer leg pant with this sort of dress? And often too, I think if you're wearing a dress over pant and you need to have the pants slimmer through the knees unless the dress is very short. So it's just all about getting these kind of volume areas correct and then deciding, well, what kind of shoes are comfortable and what's practical for your winter and all those sorts of things. Now, like dress over pant, it's a style that has come back. It's one of the Y2K styles that's currently back in fashion, but it is not for everyone. One of the things you'll often see is you'll actually see a mini skirt over a pant, and that is the easiest way of doing it in a way, is having a very short skirt, because then the proportions, you kind of get a longer proportion and a shorter proportion. So it's thinking about, you know, it's all these different elements, the golden mean ratio, your body proportions, the principle of volume. So all our principles of coordination can come in here, but that principle of volume is a really key one when we are thinking about wearing two garments with a lot of fabric in them. So yeah, without, you know, knowing everything under the sun, but I would say start having a look online and see, and you know, and then experiment, because sometimes your body may not work exactly like, you know, somebody else's, and that what is the, you know, what is the style of dress that you are going for. The next question today comes from Elizabeth. She said, my big question about fashion and style are not how I should dress, but where I can find clothes that suit me, where I can find the right shoes with a small heel that don't look like orthopedic footwear and are affordable, and which shoes to wear with which dress with my tight calves without looking bulky and no high heels. I prefer natural materials, slow and sustainable fashion. So this is the thing that I don't know what a tight calf means, how you describe that. Where is one of those big questions? And where you will find shoes that you find comfortable is different from where the next person will find them. And this is because our feet are all different. I, you know, remember growing up, I had a great friend and she and I, similar sized foot, yet the shoes I found comfortable different than the shoes she found comfortable, just because the actual shape of our feet. So she had a wider spread of toes and I had a narrower one. So therefore I could fit my foot into shoes that she found really uncomfortable. So the width of your foot, the height of your arch, all these things go into what is a comfortable shoe. And so this is why you really have to try things on and find there'll be some brands that you will find that are more comfortable for you. Also, that said, a good pair of shoes maybe a bit more expensive, but if you can find something that's comfortable and they're really well made and they're made of leather, which means you can improve them. The problem with vegan shoes is once they have been scuffed up, you really can't improve them again. Leather really lasts a lot longer and you can polish them and you can bring them back to look like new or closer to new versus any sort of vegan shoe or fabric shoe. Kind of once it's trashed, it's trashed. So I would be looking at a good quality shoe and expecting to spend a bit more money going online. And this is where online, when you don't know where to shop, go online. Spend the time researching, not traipsing around the stores, because traipsing around the stores can just be a lesson in depression. At least if you've gone online and you've looked at what are the possibilities of what's out there, then you can start going and trying things on. And yeah, I know that, like, buying online, again, just like when we go into stores, we have to assume that we are going to send things back. But sometimes once you find a shoe brand that is comfortable for you, then you can potentially look online to find a wider range that manufacturer may have. So I know it's really hard to find clothes and shoes that suit us. And this is why I say go online first. If you do searches on and think about the fabrics that you like, the styles that you like, you know, start putting those things into Google and see what comes up, and then see if you can go and find versions of those things in your local area. But at least you're then not spending a lot of time wandering around, that you've got a bit of a list. You can go, I want to go to this store and try this on. I want to go in that store and try that on. Or maybe there's some stores that you've never thought of that you don't even know exist that you find online, and that you can go in then and find the clothes to try on. But yeah, the wear is always a difficult thing, and it varies for everybody. And there is, I wish I could say, here's one store that works for everybody, but there's not. And I find with shoes in particular, what I think is a super comfortable shoe, somebody else may not. And so this is why it's looking for those things. So look, you know, put in search terms the style of heel that you want. And look for, there are now ranges of shoes created to be able to fit orthotics in that don't look like orthopedic shoes. So there are things out there. It's just a matter of doing some research. I go spend the time doing the research online and using different search terms rather than, you know, traipsing around stores. Because sometimes, like, if you've seen everything that's available in your area and nothing's what you want, you know, sometimes you've got to look further than your area. Last question today comes from Elaine, who says, I'd love some help overcoming my style insecurities. Because I prefer a more natural, casual clothing style, I struggle with the concept that I even have a style. I do have overtones of classic and a quirky creative as well. Any tips? So the thing is, the more relaxed you are, the less you can feel stylish. It's a bit like I always feel with long hair. Whenever I have long hair, I feel like I don't have a hairstyle. Versus when I have short hair, it is more styled. It has a more structure to it. It has more of a style. And that's the same with casual. When clothes are very casual, just like jeans and t-shirts and stuff, we can feel like we have no style. So then it's going, okay, well, if I have a little bit of quirky creative, how can I add that to my jeans and t-shirt or to my casual, natural, relaxed clothing? And it could be, can I find some quirky jewelry or an interesting scarf? It is the accessories often that make the biggest difference here, where we have, you know, if we add an accessory rather than not accessorizing, we're actually adding something to the style. Also, when you have a really relaxed style, it's very easy to get sloppy. And this is often why we can feel insecure about our style, because comfort is a big driver for those of us who have a relaxed or natural style. Or as part of our core style personalities. So this is where I always think you have to be then very careful to make sure things are not worn out, that they're in good condition, that they, you know, they bothered to be ironed or steamed or something to make them look fresh. And that the fit is really good, because often when comfort is a driver, we let things get loose and sloppy and we wear things that don't look crisp. One of the things I would recommend you doing is go online and look for, say, celebrities that have a relaxed style. Like, look up the term street style. It will get you celebrities not on the red carpet. And start looking for people who you really like their style and that they have a relaxed style, that they're wearing jeans and things like that. And then notice the different aspects. So maybe there's something in the shoe. Like, there's a difference between a running sneaker and a dress sneaker that's got a little bit of like laser cutting detail or something like that. There's a difference between, you know, wearing, you know, like a really sloppy t-shirt and one that is a bit more fitted, or a t-shirt that's got some interesting construction or something a little bit unusual about it that's still a t-shirt, but it makes it more interesting. So always think about it's, what are the things, what are the elements that you like when you're looking at other people's style, and notice how they've put those outfits together. What is it, you know, that they're wearing that makes that style a little bit more elevated and a little bit more stylish than just completely relaxed and casual? And quite often it's that third piece. It's rather than just the two garments, the third piece is often a jacket or blazer that brings a little bit of structure to an outfit, and that styles it up, which is great in winter, not so great in summer. And so this is why in summer, one of the things I've talked about before is having interesting garments in, like my t-shirts and, you know, in my tops, they're generally not just plain. In winter, I will have a whole lot of plain stuff because I do a lot of layering up and I can add scarves and accessories and all sorts of things to add that interest and detail in. But in summer, when it's hot and it's, you know, 40 degrees Celsius, not Fahrenheit, the last thing I want to be wearing is a whole lot of additional accessories. So I might look for more patterns. So I might look for t-shirts with patterns. I might look for t-shirts with interesting construction. I will look for you know, tops and things that have that interest built in rather than having to add interest. And that still elevates that relaxed casual garment into something a bit more unique and a bit more interesting. So I hope that has helped you think about your style, and I appreciate you watching and listening, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and color tips, and don't forget to visit insideoutstyleblog.com, where you will discover Imogen's encyclopedia of color and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.